Good day, this is Jonathan Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio, presented by ReallyWell.com, natural health for being really well, and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be prepared. We also have WaterUs.com for pure water fit to drink, and at HolisticReality.com we have the archives of this program. They're all interrelated through ReallyWell.com, our primary website. Today we're talking about how to eat for better nutrition. We've been talking about a number of topics related to better nutrition and eating and so forth from my 1978 book, Nutrition, Health, and Harmony, a handbook of natural health. The promotion of food as commercial products has encouraged eating for taste and pleasure, and the understanding of nutrition has been an afterthought for most. So with widespread obesity and many other health problems, we have clear indications of this. You're likely to be eating more than you need to eat, especially if the food is not so good, which in most cases it is not. We call it the SAD American diet, the standard American diet. The long-lived healthy people of the world are almost all slender, active lifestyle, even in their older years. They eat mostly fruits and garden fresh vegetables with modest amounts of animal source foods and grains. They drink natural water free of added chemicals. They do a lot of walking and many chores around the home, such as gardening and carrying water and other tasks. Overeating clogs the system, especially the heavier cooked animal proteins and fats. Sugar and refined starches are low-grade, unhealthy products. Food sources should be high-quality, organically grown, minimally cooked fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, with small amounts of meat or eggs if desired. The organically grown part of it is very important because the mineral content of the food is what makes it nourishing. Excuse me. And our soils have been depleted of minerals. Excuse me again. And the organic industry, which is somewhat monitored by agencies of the government to make sure that they meet standards, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I believe, and there are various other bodies in Canada and other places that certify the organic growing methods, but it's important that our food be organically grown because that restores the natural minerals to the soil by putting some type of composted materials back in the soil that have a good mineral content or something like sea vegetation, seaweed. And this provides the plants with the minerals that they need to grow and be healthy and produce good fruit. And then that food has a better mineral content for our nutritional purposes and all the other nutrients that the plants make, phytonutrients, various compounds that support different aspects of our biology. So organically grown is very important. Also, the emphasis on fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. And if you soak the nuts and seeds, or at least soak them overnight, they're a lot easier to digest, and they start to convert after a day or two a lot of the denser nutrients into more easily digested and utilized forms. But you want to minimize the animal foods, milk, especially milk, cheese, and other dairy products. These are not suitable for regular human consumption. Cow's milk is for supporting the growth of a half ton or greater animal. No mammal continues eating nature's baby food, milk, as adults, except humans. And we aren't eating human milk, we're eating cow's milk, which is not appropriate for our bodies. So our meals should be simple and modest. If you feel stuffed after eating, you probably ate far more than you needed. When hungry, that's when you want to eat, and as little as possible of good things. Food may be hard to come by at some point, Now, there's a lot of possibilities that could cause the food supply to be either diminished, reduced, or even catastrophically wiped out. Just think of serious floods, fires, poisonous rain falling from the spraying in the sky that we talk about, geoengineering. That's affecting crops, that's affecting trees and bushes, all kinds of plant life to have all this aluminum and barium and other toxic metals dumped on them from the skies and constant spraying. We also need to avoid toxins as much as possible, which means avoiding genetically modified organism foods, which are almost all sprayed with glyphosate, a toxic chemical, Roundup is its commercial name, that is a weed killer. And that gets into the plants, it gets into our digestive system, it's a, it impairs a lot of our bodily functions, and most people in America are suffering of too high a contamination from glyphosate already. So you want to avoid virtually all commercial foods, especially wheat, which is not much of it yet is genetically modified, but it is starting to enter the marketplace. But it still is, they still use glyphosate on wheat and many other grains to dry out the plants to make it easier to harvest at the end of their cycle. It kills the plant, they dry, then they go harvest the grain. So it's still getting glyphosate, even though it isn't GMO. So it's not, you know, it's still very unhealthy to consume those non-organic foods with all the chemical agents that have been developed since World War II to bombard our soils and kill weeds, kill pests, but not do our plants any good or our health any good. So we need to avoid all that and ideally grow our own food organically in our own garden. Then we have better control over that food supply because, again, there could be natural disasters. There could be catastrophe of pollinators. The bees are also being killed by the spraying in the skies and the fallout and many other insects, pollinating insects, as well as insects that supply our birds. And so you have wildlife dying all over the planet in great numbers because of the changes that are underway, many of them being forced by ill-conceived practices such as geoengineering and release of methane from fracking and from melting the ice at the, in the Arctic to access more methane and so on for fuel and heating. So we need to get a handle on all that, but meanwhile we'll be growing organically grown foods. We want to train ourselves by eating less, getting by on less food. We'll be healthier. We can stretch our food dollar and prepare for a time of possible food shortages. We should also be storing up foods that can keep, dry foods and canned foods, particularly dehydrated foods, dehydration being the best food preservation method. And if you study the preparation page, preparedness page at survivethechanges.com, you'll learn more about both growing food, storing it, and have access to high-quality, dehydrated, freeze-dried, very well-preserved, long-term storage foods to have on hand in case of such a food emergency. We also want to learn to chew slowly and thoroughly, and if we do so, the hunger signal is likely to dissipate more rapidly, and we'll have less, eaten less food, and again, get by on less and save money. 60 to 80% of the diet should be alkaline-forming foods, depending on the season. You can eat more of the acidic foods, which would be your meats, dairy products, seeds, nuts, grains, in the time. But you want to eat more alkaline foods, fruits, vegetables, sprouts, in the summertime. And superfoods like your dehydrated cereal grasses, spirulina and chlorella algaes, and flaxseed and so on, are, I believe Plaxi is probably pretty close to neutral, but the fruits and vegetables and sprouts and so forth are your alkaline formers, and the superfoods like your dehydrated greens or cereal grass juices. You press them out from wheatgrass, something like that. 75% or more of the food should be raw, ideally. And in any case, cooking is destroying nutrients. It makes some nutrients in the denser parts of vegetables more available, say like your hardened vegetables like yams or carrots or something. Some nutrients might be easier to break down and get at by a little bit of steaming. There's no such thing as a good hot meal. That quote comes from Nutrition Health and Harmony. A lot of people like that phrase that came up with the term good hot meal. It used to be a pretty common phrase. Well, what you need is a good hot meal and a good night's sleep. But my point is that a good hot meal is an oxymoron. There is not such a thing. It's not good to eat your food hot. Warm, okay, modestly warm, but not hot. Because that calls for an emergency in your stomach. You start to draw white blood cells to your stomach immediately when you bring something that is dangerous or harmful to tissue into your body. Some combinations of food themselves impair digestion with less nutrients derived from the food. For example, proteins and starches are not compatible. So meat and potatoes or most sandwiches are not very good. Proteins have a need of a more acid environment in the stomach to activate the pepsin digestive enzyme that splits proteins. On the other hand, starches need a more alkaline environment in the stomach for the ptyalin enzyme that starts to enter the starches in the mouth through chewing, and other amylytic enzymes that break down starches to be activated in the stomach and on. And when you eat both proteins and starches together, you are calling for a digestive juice mixture that does not do well in digesting either one of them. The signals are confused, so you're not going to get as good a digestion. When proteins aren't fully well digested, they tend to ferment. They tend to putrefy. And when starches are not fully well digested, they tend to ferment. This also important is that proteins would be providing certain neurotransmitters that we need for our brain and nervous system that must be liberated in the stomach phase of digestion to be delivered to the appropriate locations for that to happen. And when you eat the confusing food mixtures, that digestion does not occur as well, and we're not as well, not as calm because our neurotransmitters are not as well formed. So you need to be aware of these food combinations. There's information in Nutrition, Health, and Harmony on food combining, including charts, and we also have poster charts available. Fruits are best eaten apart from other foods, especially melons, because the juices also will ferment in your system when they're held up. Superfoods like Northern Edge, organic milled flaxseed, delicious greens, 8,000 with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, organic spirulina, a flower pollen extract. This is a vegan flower pollen, not collected from bees, but collected directly from the plants mechanically, and then extracted for the inner goodness, which is what the bees are after when they consume pollen. They stick their little proboscis into the hila, the opening on the pollen grain, and suck the goodness out. And that inner pollen center is where the real nutritious elements of the pollen are that you don't really get access to from consuming bee pollen. You just get a little of the dust of it on the outside of the pollen grains. So this pollen extract is a very powerful superfood and has a lot of health benefits. So you want to look into that perhaps. All at reallywell.com. It's very important that we have the superfoods added to the valuable minerals and phytonutrient compounds that they provide, which are missing from most of the food supply. So please visit reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products, and survivethechanges.com for learning more about preparedness and many of the problems we are facing that need preparation for. And then holisticreality.com is where we have the archives of this program. Well, thank you for listening. Now is the time to move with purpose, time to understand. Have a great day.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.